Welcome back. Just speaking with Quincy Recreation Director Michelle Hanley about how incredibly busy this time of year is here in the city of Quincy. It all started on Saturday with Cleaner, Greener Quincy. Yesterday there were celebrations. You saw the Holi celebration. And tonight it is the 40th annual Quincy Senior Olympics. And Michelle's here to tell us a bit more about that and about all the summer programs that are coming up later this year, too. Do we have any time, Michelle, to just sit here and chat? You should be overworking, right?
I should be.
Well, we give you a little
break. I always have time for my friends at QATV.
Thank you. We appreciate that. How are you?
I'm excellent,
yep.
Thank you.
Good.
Excellent.
How's the spring been going for you so far?
Spring is a season of preparation for the recreation department to get ready for summer, which for us started Saturday at Cleaner, Greener Quincy.
Is that right?
Yeah. Right. That's, you know, kind of our saying in, at the recreation department is, once Cleaner Greener begins, we'll see you at Labor Day, because we don't stop from here.
Exactly.
But we love every second of it. We can't wait.
Yeah.
We can't wait.
One of the signature events is Senior Olympics, right?
Absolutely.
40th anniversary this year, so 1984, if my math is right.
Absolutely. Actually, 82. We took 2 years off during COVID.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
1982, and they started with a track meet over at the stadium with Barry Welch and Don Strong and a few other folks, began, you know, with what was just a small meet. In fact, we were, Quincy was the first Senior Olympics in the Commonwealth.
Wow.
And our folks went on to begin the Massachusetts State Games.
Okay.
That still continue today.
So it all started here. Yeah.
It did. It did. Another thing for Quincy.
Yeah, exactly. Notch in the hat, right?
Right.
Probably wasn't a two-week event back then, I'm guessing.
No. The first year was a one-day track meet.
Okay. That was it.
One day track meet. And then the next year they blossomed.
Yes. Into what it is today, right?
Yes.
It's incredible.
Yes.
How many folks signed up this year?
We have over 250 this year registered so far. I say so far because there's a chance that a few more are coming in the mail.
Oh, I see.
And a few other folks may walk in today to register at opening ceremonies.
Gotcha.
So, you know, there is still a little bit of space if you would like to join us.
Okay, and you can choose what events you want to compete in, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, which
exactly.
Is kind of nice. How does that compare to years past 250? Is that on par? Or
we are, right, yes, we are. We are a little bit higher than we were last year.
Okay.
A little higher than we were last year, which is wonderful.
Yep.
Which is wonderful.
Who can compete in Quincy Senior Olympics?
Any person who is age 55 and over.
Yes.
We do accept non-residents.
Yes.
Most of the programming for Quincy Recreation are for Quincy residents only, but we have a, thanks to the mayor and the city council, we have a 53E and a half fund, which means anything we collect fees for, we can open to non-residents.
Oh, I see, okay.
And so we have representatives from over 50 communities.
Really?
In the games.
Wow, because not every community has a Senior Olympics, right?
No.
Yeah. So
no,
you get surrounding towns, I'm sure. Yeah.
Not
well,
many.
It takes quite an effort to put on, right? It's not a small feat by any means.
It is quite a large event.
Yeah.
We'll start tonight, May 6th, and we will continue to May 23rd. So.
Yeah.
About 2.5 weeks worth of events.
Yeah, so let's talk about what will be happening tonight.
Excellent. Well, tonight we'll kick off with the 1 mile walk beginning at 6 p.m. at the Kennedy Center, followed by the opening ceremony where, folks, if I thought of it, I would have brought the torch, but you can see it tonight if you come to the opening ceremonies.
Okay.
We have an Olympic torch that Karen Cashman actually carried through the city the year of the Salt Lake City Olympics.
Yes.
And she donated her torch to the Recreation Department and Barry Welch, you know, who was the longtime director of Quincy Recreation. Mm-hmm. And so she donated her Olympic torch to us.
It's amazing. Yeah.
And we light it once a year,
right.
And it still lights.
Yeah,
so
it's amazing.
Once a year we use that torch, which says light the spirit within. It's you know, quite a nice saying on the torch.
Yes.
To light the Olympic torch.
Yep.
and kick off the games. Following the opening ceremony, we will have a volleyball game where the Kennedy Center volleyball team takes on the mayor's celebrity team, which is made up with department heads from around the city, mm-hmm. the mayor's appointees. And I'm going to tell you, Joe, mm-hmm. every year they try to beat the seniors, and they're not
that
successful.
They don't have a good record.
They don't. And, you know, some people think that they're not trying. I'm telling you, they are trying.
Yes, yeah.
Sorry, guys, but
the Kennedy Center team is not messing around. Yeah.
They need to practice more. The Kennedy Center team is ready.
Yeah.
Ready to
it's
go.
It's fun. It's for a lot of fun, really. You know.
Right.
That's after opening ceremonies.
Yes.
Who's
yes.
the torchbearer this year?
The two folks who light the torch are the eldest male and female who are entered in the 1 mile in the 1 mile walk.
Okay.
So is how we do it.
Yep,
so we'll have to wait to see for tonight.
Oh, you don't know? Oh, you're not telling.
Not telling.
Okay. Can you tell me how old they are?
In their 90s.
Okay. All right.
In their 90s. I hate to put the pressure on them because we all know that sometimes people's plans change.
Ah, okay.
And sometimes people don't feel well at the last minute, and I don't want someone to feel badly that they
let
me down.
Fair enough.
No one ever lets me down.
What else does the ceremony include, the opening ceremony?
The national anthem and a few greetings from members of the Council on Aging Board and Park and Recreation Board will give some greetings to the city.
Okay.
As you had already mentioned it earlier in your report, the mayor will be at City Council presenting the budget tonight, so he won't be able to be there.
Right.
So those folks will take his place this evening.
Okay. Who's performing the national anthem?
Leanne Rimes.
Oh, I was going to say, what? Stop the presses. So it'll be a recording.
It will be from a purchased recording.
Okay. Where does the 1 mile walk go? Is it just around Squanum?
The 1 mile walk begins by the health department door.
Okay.
Heads down into Squanum for a half mile and heads right back.
Okay. And it's not,
that's a simple route.
Not a race, right? It's just a walk.
It is a race.
Well, it is a race.
It is a walking race, however. So
okay.
1 foot has to remain on the ground at all times.
Okay.
The seniors will be given strict instructions at the start to not run. And sometimes our juices get flowing and we want to run a little bit or hop.
Interesting.
It has to be a walk.
Okay.
It is. It is a race. And the way that we score races, folks participate or compete rather in 5 year increments.
Okay.
So 55 to 59 year olds will compete, 60 to 64 year olds will compete, 65 to 69, and so on up to 100. Ted Coburn is 100 years old this year, our eldest Olympian this year, and he will be at the 1 mile walk tonight on registration.
Okay. All right.
And the winners, I brought with me one of the medals so that you could see.
Yes.
The
first
place get gold medal.
Yep, right over there, Michelle. There
first place received gold medal, second place silver, and third place bronze. But we all came from the age where not everybody got a medal.
Yes.
All of our senior Olympians and my age and up, we have a medal policy so that these medals actually mean something. So within each age group, if there's only one, two, or three competitors, we will only award a gold medal.
A gold only,
Okay. If there are four, five, or six competitors in an age group, we will award a gold and a silver.
I see.
So first and a second place. And if there are seven or more participants in any one age group, we'll award a full gold, gold, silver, bronze.
Okay. Just, like you said, give it some meaning and make it a real competition.
It does.
Right? It's
it
not
does.
Just a de facto. You get a medal just because you're the second contestant.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Right. So people cherish these, though, and they work hard for them.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Yes, there's meaning behind them there.
Yeah.
It's quite
the actual
fun.
Medal itself is a depiction of the Olympic flame, it looks like?
It sure is. Okay. It sure is. It's the Olympic torch, and on the back side it says Quincy Senior Olympics.
Very nice.
And we have gold, silver, and bronze medals back at our office.
And those will be given out during the ceremony on May 23rd?
Those will be given out at the closing award ceremony on May 23rd,
okay.
Correct.
Anything new this year in Senior Olympics that hasn't been done in years past?
No new event.
Okay.
We did move the pickleball tournament to the weekend because last year it was so popular that we decided that we should move it to the weekend to give us a little more time to play that out. That will be at Broad Meadows Middle School on Saturday, May 18th.
Up Broad Meadows, okay.
Right, there'll be a women's doubles tournament, a men's doubles tournament, and a mixed doubles tournament.
Okay.
So the folks who have entered picked one draw to enter.
I see, okay.
And they were allowed to pick their own partner.
Ah.
And if they didn't have one, they just said partner needed, and we'll pair them up with a partner.
Okay, very good. Have there been events that happened already for Senior Olympics?
Nope.
No.
Nope, tonight is the first one, 6 p.m. We kick off at 6 p.m. this evening.
Okay. This is traditionally when it's held, right? This time in May every year?
Yes. Yeah. In the past, we had started the Monday after Mother's Day.
Right.
But with the addition of the cornhole tournament and the pickleball tournament getting bigger, and I believe bowling is so popular now that we're doing it on two separate days.
Wow.
We decided to start the games a little earlier so that we could spread events out.
Okay. Tell me about the Sportsmanship Luncheon.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We're so lucky that, once again, our friends at Brookdale are sponsoring the luncheon, and actually they will put together a nice, beautiful dessert collation at the award ceremony.
Wow.
But they're so wonderful in providing a lunch for our seniors, and it's a great chance to get together at the Kennedy Center, break bread, and have some laughs, and we listen to a speaker who's invited to come in and listen to some music, and just have, you know, a lot of fun chit-chatting with neighbors at tables.
Yes. Now, is that just for the Olympians?
Yes.
It is, okay.
Yes.
So it's not a public event. It's
correct. No, sorry. That's
within competition.
Right.
Okay.
Just for the folks involved in the 40th annual Senior Olympics.
Yes. Friday, May 10th at 1 o'clock is when that takes place.
Yes.
So has the $20 admission fee changed at all over the years? I think that seems like it's been the same forever.
It has.
Yeah.
We like to keep all of our programs at no cost or low cost.
Yeah.
As much as we can. We have a few sponsors. Linden Ponds
is
a sponsor. Linden Ponds is a sponsor again this year.
Okay.
They're a wonderful community down in Hingham. Lots of their residents participate in the games, and so they've been a generous sponsor. And the Quincy Foundation also supports the games. Actually, they help purchase the medals
every
year.
Oh, very nice. Sure, very nice, yeah.
So, and then we have, as part of our recreation budget, again, thanks to the mayor and the council, we have the budget for special events.
Gotcha.
So the $20 fee covers
I was just going to ask, what does that get you?
Yeah. The T-shirts.
I was going to say, it gets you that really
covers the T-shirts.
Cool T-shirt that
this
you have
is,
on,
this
right?
Is the, yeah. This is the T-shirt, folks at home.
Yep.
They're calling me. They've been calling me, asking me what the color is. Heather red with navy blue. We wanted something to look like red, white, and blue for the 40th annual.
It's a great color, actually.
It is.
Yeah,
It is. I dress ready for the games today, folks.
I'm guessing you're not allowed to compete.
Not yet.
There's a little bit of conflict there, right? At least right now, right?
Well, I'm not 55 yet, but I'm approaching, so we'll have to see.
Do you get more on the younger age spectrum than the older age? No?
No, we don't. No. Our biggest age group is the 70 to 74-year-olds and 75 to 79 are the two biggest age groups every year.
Who's the youngest, do you know, or how old is the youngest?
In the 55,
55
to 59 age bracket.
Okay.
We definitely have probably four or five in men's and women's in that age group.
I'm guessing you get repeat athletes every year.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
And my staff, I have to say how wonderful the recreation staff is. I left my phone in the hallway as to not be disturbed while we're in here, but the past 2 days, my phone has been buzzing with text messages from the college-age students who are starting to finish finals and are coming home, and they know it's Senior Olympic time, and they're reaching out to work. They make so many friends with the Olympians over the next 2.5 weeks that they really love to come back year after year and see everybody again.
I bet.
Yeah,
it must be nice
great.
For the seniors too to see that young person come up through their high school and then college and then professional career.
I'm sure. There's several of them that have been with me. This is my 31st.
Wow.
This is my 31st Senior Olympics.
You were
Olympics.
Just 10 when we started.
Yeah, right.
Wow, that's great.
Right. I was a young college student myself when I first started, working at the games. And I love it. I love seeing all my Olympians. Bill's right here working a camera for us. And he's been in the games for years.
So Bill Eaton you're talking about?
Bill Eaton, on
our crew here. So we only have a few minutes left, but after Senior Olympics, it's summer.
It is.
You already mentioned it's already summer at the recreation department, but registration's open, right?
It is. Summer clinic registration opened on April 23rd.
Okay. Wow,
and
really?
Yes. There's a push. Parents, especially working parents, really need to plan for summer.
Sure, of course.
Summer programs for their children to make sure that they're covered with childcare.
Okay.
And so, we try to open as early as we can so that they can get their plans settled. Makes everybody be able to take a deep breath heading into the last crazy May and June.
Right.
And so clinic registration and boathouse registration, the boating program registration started April 23rd.
Okay.
We're going to hold our swim lesson registration on Saturday, June 1st, right at Lincoln Hancock Pool at 10:30 a.m. And we will have the playground program once again starting on July 1st. That registration is held right at the program.
Okay.
On July 1st for the playgrounds. And Happy Acres, our day camp for children with special needs, that registration's already open as well. That opened on the 23rd.
Okay.
That'll be at Broad Meadows Middle School again this summer. Let's see, what else do we have?
What else don't you
have? Boating program, clinic program, Happy Acres. The night recreation program will also begin on July 1st. We have volleyball at North Quincy High School, Quincy High School for the high school age students.
Okay.
And we're open at 4 outside playground areas. We do that teamwork program in conjunction with the Quincy Police Department with a Shannon grant, from the state to fund that program. That registration will begin on site on July 1st. And the playground program, as I mentioned, will begin on July 1st.
Okay. Do you need assistance, Michelle? Volunteers or
we
staff?
We always accept applications.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We do require that the applicants be Quincy residents, age 16 and up, and the applicant has to come to our office themselves to pick up their application.
Okay.
We don't give them to moms and dads and grandmas and brothers and
sisters.
Meet them,
right? Yep. Okay.
Right. They need to be able to come
in themselves. What's the first responsible thing to do when you're taking on a responsible position?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And we feel strongly that it's a step they need to take on their own, first step to getting their first job. We always accept applications throughout the year.
Okay.
But we're heading to the interview period, which actually will be Saturday the 11th. They don't know it yet, but they'll be getting calls this week.
Okay.
Just set up interviews for Saturday and then two nights next week as well.
Okay.
To interview for summer positions. The mayor is the appointing authority for the city, but we do interviews and then we'll give the mayor a list of our recommendations.
Gotcha. Thank you so much. I know you need to get back and your phone's probably buzzing off the hook out there in the hallway. So
everybody wants work Senior Olympics.
Give her a call.
They're ready.
Great to see you, Michelle. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Thank you very much,
you're
Joe.
Very welcome.
Thank you for having us on. And I'll come back closer to summer. We can talk boating and sailing
Please do.
And all the other programs.
We'd love to have you. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Seniors, I'll see you tonight.